Greenwich, Connecticut businessman Ned Lamont beat back a challenge from Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim to win the Connecticut Democratic Party endorsement for governor on Saturday. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Lamont won the support of nearly 90% of the delegates on the second day of the Connecticut Democratic Party's two-day convention in Hartford. He promised the delegates to win in November and keep the state's governor's seat in Democratic hands.
Democrats, when we stick together, when we're united, when we stay true to our principles, we win and Connecticut wins.
Lamont, a 64-year-old former owner of a cable television company, lost two previous statewide races, one for U.S. Senate against Joe Lieberman in 2006, and the other against Daniel Molloy to be the Democratic nominee for governor in 2010. Lamont is hoping his third try is the charm. Challenger Ganim says he's now focused on getting the signatures of 15,000 registered Democrats. That's what he needs by June 12th to qualify to challenge Lamont in the Democratic Party primary on August 14th. Other endorsements for statewide office at the Democrats' convention were for incumbents U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, State Controller Kevin Lembo, and Secretary of the State Denise Merrill. The delegates also endorsed Susan Bicewicz for Lieutenant Governor, William Tong for State Attorney General, and Sean Wooden for State Treasurer. Those three are expecting to be challenged to primaries in August because some of their opponents got the support of more than 15% of delegates needed to automatically qualify for the party primary. Ebong Udama, WSH News.